This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surreal. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I can tell the communist Chinese and Goldman Sachs, George Soros type something. I hope you feel good and insulated up there in your little Connecticut mansions. Because you have taken America's restraint for weakness, you've taken our kindness for weakness, and if you saw the things I saw at the RNC, and if you saw the things I've seen elsewhere, you would not be playing games with the U.S. military and other groups right now. That's not a threat. Everybody knows I'm not the guy that gets up here and acts tough and everything. I'm not the guy that tries to call for violence. I don't want that. If I talk the talk, I walk the walk. But I'll tell you one thing. The New World Order better be watching its ass. Because not just here, but all over the world, people don't like being run by foreign corporations. They don't like being conquered by foreign groups. They don't like being treated like they're dumb. They don't like seeing their kids treated like crap either. And they don't like seeing the media try to create all sorts of weird division and create race wars. Now, let's go to DrudgeReport.com. It's the top story there, at least it was 10 minutes ago. And Drudge has got the most expansive coverage of it. If you go up to the right-hand corner there of DrudgeReport.com, he goes over all of this. InfoWars has great coverage as well, but I think Drudge is even more extensive specifically on this subject. It's not loading for me. I just had it and just hit refresh, and it's messed up here on my computer. Probably getting too much traffic or something. But Drudge goes over a bunch of these different headlines where you've got people that we have on video saying, we're not making enough money, let's go kill white people or let's attack white people. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I got up at about 6:30 this morning, went and got a cup of coffee, started cooking some eggs and sausage on the stove, and got my iPad out and went to Drudge and was like, oh, my God. Milwaukee was burning last night. Oh, boy. And then, oh, there's an InfoWars story. About a couple hours later, Paul Watson's. And it's just surreal. I sat there and watched like 15 videos of just the most racist, mindless garbage and just innocent white people being drug out of cars and beaten up. And then I didn't even play it because I'm not even wanting to demonize people. I mean, it's not that I censored it. I just kind of self-censored, I realized. In Ferguson last week, a black lady's being blocked in traffic by Black Lives Matter. She barely bumps a vehicle and bumps some people that are in her way, so they unload into her car. Can you imagine if a white mob would have unloaded into a black lady's car? Or if guys with Mexican flags were, you know, beating up a white lady, it's okay, but the other way around, it's not. And the point is this is all just dumbed-down people. You can find every race, color, and creed being pushed into all this by the media. And again, I'd play these clips on radio, but I got to be honest. We've got a skeleton crew of four people up here on Sunday, including a writer. I guess five people right now. We can't go through and beat 15 videos that have got every third word is a cuss word. I mean, you know how folks speak nowadays. I don't care if they're white trash or black trash or whatever. They just, every other word is cuss words. And it is mind-blowing to hear all this. And let's get some more white people. Let's get them. Let's attack them. Blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then you go read, and they've got black witnesses on tape going, yeah, this guy, convicted felon with a gun, gets out and is waving at the cops, so they shoot him. Like I said, more black people get struck by lightning and killed every year than killed by police. And I'm sure cops, there's some bad cops, I'm sure they do bad stuff sometimes. Fry them. But man, it's not the main story in the country. And George Soros, a frickin' Nazi collaborator, is the one financing it all. I mean, this is crazy.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Police shooting of armed man waving gun sparks violent protests in Wisconsin. Businesses set on fire. Crowd chases reporters. Rich got all this money and ain't trying give none. About to steal this cracker's car. They've taught class warfare to poor people across this country. They don't get that having some wealthy people around means they're going to build stuff, they're going to want services, that's going to spread wealth. They think the poorer the area is, the better, because misery loves company. That transcends race, color, creed historically. Nothing succeeds like success. Nothing fails like feeling sorry for yourself. But now we have the crony capitalists that are anti-free market, wanting to consolidate control, allied worldwide with poor populations. Milwaukee's night of shame. Whites hunted for beatdowns. Walker sends in National Guard. So all hell is breaking loose right now, ladies and gentlemen. And DrudgeReport.com, I have to say, has the best on-time, by the minute it's updating, coverage. InfoWars has a lot of it as well, but we've got two people on staff today at InfoWars. We've got two people on staff at Drudge, but Drudge is just kicking butt there. Just pointing out that's the best place to get all the coverage on that. I want to get back into that for the next few segments and then get into Trump's incredible stand for free and open elections in this country. The media spins that he's a sore loser. Oh, like when he was winning 78% in different states and they told him he was going to lose and he said, no, I'm not. You're not going to steal it. They had to back off. Donald Trump is amazing. And I want to just say this to all of you before I get to this other news item. I want to salute all of you, no matter what color your skin is or where you're from or what your religion is or lack thereof, that have the courage and the gut instinct, but also the intellectual acumen to know that Donald Trump's the real deal. I mean, it was hard to do a year and a half ago, but now with the whole political system against him, foreign leaders, the Pope, the Mexican president, the Chinese president, all these mass murderers, all these criminals, all these multinational corporations, the Republican Party establishment, everybody we hate, from Karl Rove to George Herbert Walker Bush to just you name it, and the Democratic Party and all the cheating and Google and Facebook all trying to scam it and all their lies. I mean, wow, we were right about Donald Trump. He is the man with a plan. And mainstream media, dying dinosaur media from CNN to MSNBC to ABC this week. I'm not going to play these clips. Most talk show hosts, even Limbaugh, I'm not against Limbaugh, but he'd play clips of media talking about it. We don't even do it 90% of the time. I'm not going to sit here and play clips of them crapping their little britches over the fact that I say one thing and then Trump says it 2 days later. Let me give you a little news flash. Trump sees what's going on. He doesn't need to get it from me. He's got internal polls. He knows he's ahead in all these battleground states. And then he sees these polls where they take 15% more samples. A bunch of companies are doing it to put Hillary over the top. See, used to, polling agencies didn't want to completely discredit themselves, so they do different scams for clients. But they all got together. It's clear. I mean, suddenly at least six companies I know of are giving Hillary a 10 to 15 point lead by sampling more Democrats than Republicans. So, I mean, they're just literally destroying their industry like mainstream media has done to themselves in an attempt to put in crooked Hillary. This is epic. So that special report's coming up. But first, I don't know what headline to come up with on this because headlines are half a battle. Donald Trump proven right on Second Amendment statement? Or is this the Second Amendment statement the media hopes you don't look at? Because it's such an epic clip. This happened over a week ago. It's the number one news story in the country, still. That Donald Trump said, well, that she's going to appoint three or four Supreme Court judges, and then they're going to take your guns. What do you do then? I mean, I guess some Second Amendment folks might want to do something else. That was actually a watered down, somewhat milquetoast. In fact, if I have a beef with Trump, it's that. Second Amendment defense. Everyone has said since 1775, you come to take our guns, war starts. I've said it on national TV. The former head of the NRA has said it. Charlton Heston, Wayne LaPierre has said it. Congressmen have said it. It is a cliche that, well, of all those fails, we got the Second Amendment. It's in the Declaration of Independence, our right and duty to overthrow a tyranny. We're trying to do it peacefully. So they are flipping out all over the news, saying he went too far, calling for Hillary's assassination. We have Joe Biden, we're going to play the clip, when he was running mate with Obama, saying, if he tries to take my shotgun or my Beretta, my shotgun or my handgun, I'm going to shoot him because I got two of them. You know, I'm going to go after Obama. He basically says, I got it. He's going to have a problem. We got Hillary saying, Obama isn't going to win in 2008, the primary, because you saw what happened to Bobby Kennedy. Now, those are clear threats. He just says, if she tries to take all the guns, you know, once she gets into office and the courts say your guns are banned, I guess you'll only have a Second Amendment. That's a fact, what he said. But they didn't make a big deal about it when Charlton Heston said it or I said it. They said it about Trump because now they admit they want to ban guns. In countless publications from Rolling Stone to the New York Times, you've seen it, time to repeal the Second Amendment. At least they're being honest about it. So here is Donald Trump telling it like it is and being demonized, and then basically everybody else making the same statement. They want to make you feel dirty about saying there's some line in the sand. When Santa Ana comes to take the guns, or King George III does, that you're not going to lay down, that there's some point at which you'll stand up.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
From my cold, dead hands.
Anybody that wants to make me unarmed and helpless, people that want to literally create the proven places where more innocents are killed, called gun-free zones, we're going to beat you. We're going to vote you out of office or suck at my machine gun.
Yes, that's why you're going to fail, and the establishment knows, no matter how much propaganda, the republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I've had enough. Let me explain something to the New World Order, okay? You're not getting our guns. 1776 started when you tried to get them, you bastards. And as Charlton Heston famously said, from my cold, dead hand, you sons of bitches, you got that? You're not getting our firearms. Do you understand? This far and no further with your damn dictatorship. I'm sick of it.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
To say we're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearm.
I must tell you, the right to defend yourself, the right to keep and bear arms, does not protect your right to shoot deer. It protects your right to shoot at the government when it is taken over by tyrants. These are... the quintessential American right. The right to be left alone.
Now, in completion, that's the clip they don't want you to see. All Trump is saying is pure Americana. Just classic America, and they're rejecting pure Americana, like lower taxes and things like it's evil. Now, here's Joe Biden in 2008, VP running mate of Obama, saying if Obama comes after his Beretta, he's going to have a problem. 50 times more extreme than what Trump said.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under. You know, I'm not bad with it.
And now he's coming for our guns, admitting he wants to ban them. So now you see, if you're a new viewer or a new listener, because here's the issue. They've got everything compartmentalized. Patriots, people that are awake, were awake. You got to realize, though, the general public raised in their crap-filled diapers in front of TV, they don't know their head from a hole in the ground.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was watching Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark, who's been a frequent guest of the Patriot, up there as Milwaukee burns and as white people are attacked all over the different areas of the city. And he's just shaking his head. It's like there's witnesses and a guy's waving a gun, threatening to kill police. He's a convicted robber, and then he's killed, so people run around burning things. That's coming up. That would have been our top story today, obviously, but there's all this Hillary news from the Secret Service that we covered earlier, if you missed it. There's all these attacks on the Second Amendment. But I was sitting there this morning and this afternoon watching different clips of the Black Lives Matter leaders and people that are there, and it's like cartoon. It's like a joke. Black Lives Matter supporter, rich people don't give us enough money, so we burn down our neighborhoods. That's actually a quote. And I'm like, they don't give us money, so we hit ourselves in the head with a hammer. And it's just this total entitlement culture where people don't want to get good grades, they don't want to try to get a job. Rich got all this money, and they ain't trying to give none. I'm quoting, about to steal this cracker's car. And just last week, we got the video of Ferguson. I'm going to play it later. They're just blocking a road, and a woman barely bumps a guy. She just pulls a gun out and starts shooting her, and she's a black woman. Of course, she never heard about it because she's a black lady, so who cares? Because black lives don't matter when another black person kills them. 550-something plus. That was a few weeks ago. In the first 8 months of this year in Chicago, black-on-black deaths. 2,400-something shootings, 2,000+ are black-on-black. You're not going to hear jack crap about that. And here's the thing, I actually care about those people. But I'm sorry. It's just crazy that we're allowing multinational globalist organizations to have us all fighting with each other while multinational companies screw this whole country over and ship our jobs overseas, and we're busy having riots all over the country for 4 or 5 years running when more black people die every year from being struck by lightning and killed by cops. I mean, I'm not defending excesses of police. God knows it goes on, but it's just statistically not even on the radar screen. I'm going to stop right there. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, Trump claims cheating is the only way she can lose. He can lose Pennsylvania. We're getting into that. Soros has been hacked. Hundreds of documents leaked. The entire Democratic Party's been hacked. Report 96% of Hillary's charitable giving goes to her own foundation, to herself, her money laundering organization. But before we get to all of that, I wanted to play a great NRA ad. For radio listeners, I'll narrate it for you visually, where it shows Hillary, or an actress, getting on a plane that looks like Hillary. And you'll see clips of herself on the news talking about disarming the American people because she's got bodyguards, but she wants to be able to take your guns. Here's the clip.
She's one of the wealthiest women in politics. Combined income, $30 million. Tours the world on private jets. Protected by armed guards for 30 years. But she doesn't believe in your right to keep a gun at home for self-defense.
I fully appreciate how hard life is for so many Americans today.
An out-of-touch hypocrite. She'd leave you defenseless. The NRA Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
An out-of-touch hypocrite. It's beyond being a hypocrite. She wants you disarmed so she can have your way, so she can do whatever she wants to you. And I, for one, am totally sick of it. And all these true liberal organizations like WikiLeaks and everybody else are hacking the DNC. By the way, Julian Assange has admitted they've gotten into the Republicans. They've gotten into Trump. Truth is, it's very easy to do. There's nothing there. And what they find in Hillary's system is so scary. They are risking their lives to tell you what's going on. And I can tell you that, yes, the WikiLeaks information will deal with Hillary directly ordering State Department officials to stand down and to allow the shipments of arms to Al-Qaeda, which they renamed ISIS. And Assange believes that'll bring her down. That's why Trump is coming out saying she's the founder of ISIS, along with Obama. But the mainstream media is not all powerful, but they're still able to divert the attention because some of their supporters are that stupid. I've had some people that I've known for 10 years come up to me, one in a gas station yesterday. No, 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago. Time flies. And say, Alex, I'm really ashamed of you supporting Trump. And I was looking at this guy and I went, excuse me? You remember me? And I said, yeah, I've seen you at some rallies and stuff. Well, you know, he's a rich guy. And I said, since when are you a class warfare person? He wants us to have better trade deals. We need rich people. We don't need rich people to make their money off government inside deals. Oh, whatever. You're just with Trump. I said, are you with Hillary? No, but I... And I said, oh, let me guess, you're Ted Cruz. Well, yeah. You're like a Pharisee that Christ talked about who's just so holier than thou when that guy's a Goldman Sachs minion. It's just, it's crazy. And I've had that the last week. Two different people on the street go, Alex, I'm ashamed of you. Let me tell you something. I'm not ashamed of you. I'm sad for you. I am so proud of the people out there that support liberty, that have been awake and involved for so long, that can see that Trump is making a real go at bringing down the New World Order and is doing so many amazing things and has such incredible courage to lose hundreds of millions of dollars in different contracts and TV contracts and entertainment contracts and have his family attacked and go through so much hell. In fact, I'm putting you on the spot. I'm getting neurotic about having to read this every week. Can you guys pull up Teddy Roosevelt's In the Arena poem, please, when he left office? Because the In the Arena says it all. And I was thinking about trying to shoot a special video talking about all the great things Trump's done. I mean, talking about the Clinton death count, talking about the open borders, talking about one-sided trade deals, talking about carbon taxes being a fraud, talking about ISIS and Al-Qaeda being run by the globalists, talking about vaccines being dangerous and you should check into it for yourself, talking about election fraud, talking about everything he does is to expose the New World Order. And Donald Trump, here's the key to everything. Donald Trump thinks you're smart enough to hear complex thoughts. Donald Trump thinks you're complex enough and smart enough to hear the real truth, and he believes you're going to do something about it and be able to change him. Now, you are going to prove Donald Trump right or wrong. But I'll tell you this, these polls are as phony as a $3 bill or as Obamacare being free. They admit they're fake. Donald Trump's going to win in a landslide unless they steal it. He's preparing to fight it. That's coming up in the next segment. But first, getting back to this quote. They've got it on screen. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by the dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who is at best, in the end, the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his shall never be the place, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know victory nor defeat. All right, we're going to come back, get into the situation in Milwaukee. The big liberal socialist enclave of happy socialism. But it's all going to hell. That's where George Soros targets. We'll be back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in.
And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And the Empire is run by people like George Soros, insider globalists, establishing a world government based on social justice warrior disinformation garbage. Now, coming up in the last segment of this broadcast, we have a very special report where Donald Trump is calling for you to help him and help yourself fight back against election fraud. The video is on InfoWars.com. We just posted it. Please spread it to everyone you know. Donald Trump asked Americans to help him fight a rigged election. He's actually organizing through the campaign now. You sign up, tell them where you're at. They tell you by law with an observer how far back to be to do exit polls. Exit polls have been shown to be incredibly accurate. This is history happening. That's coming up in the last segment. Then I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll be taking calls. Got a bunch of big guests, you name it. I didn't take calls today because we've got riots in Milwaukee, burning buildings, police cars. We've got all of this major news. We've got our Secret Service news that Hillary Clinton does have a neurological disorder and it's getting much worse and she's trying to cover it up. It's crazy. But first, going to Milwaukee, even the Associated Press, as the establishment admits, this guy was a convicted felon, robber, running around waving a gun at police. I mean, you wave a gun at me, I'm going to shoot you. Just, I don't care if you're white, black, what color you are. And again, they know that we're inherently liberal as Americans. They know that. By liberal, I mean we don't hate people for what color they are. So they play on our heartstrings like this. It's funny that David Clark's been critical of Obama, saying he's a cop hater last week, and now this is happening there. But it's all just part of the climate in general. So there's a few of these clips of people running around saying loot cars, attack the white people. We bleep this. There's more than 15 videos on Infowars.com. We've got two. We've had time to bleep, so here's one of them. Black power, they go, there's a white cracker, get him. Start attacking on me. I don't care what you are. You have a problem.
Hey, just an happy white person. Man, that white person come down Sherman.
Here comes a white person down Sherman.
He white.
Get him. He white, get him. This is KKK level, man. Dumbed down racist filth. He white, get him, he white.
Hey, look,
get him. And by the way, people say, oh, that's racist to make fun of his inner city voice. It was a white guy. Let's kill them black people. Well, this is a good thing. I never stopped one of these things.
Look, bro, look.
Oh, look, beating up that white crackerhead.
Oh, my God, look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, beat up that crackerhead.
Who they just beat up, bro? Now, see, this ain't on the play, but I think they just beat some ass for no reason. They bust her window and everything.
Oh, they just beat up a white person for no reason. Now she's like, oh, they just beat up a white person for no reason. It's like as if some white person driving down the highway was out to get you. The average white person is this guilt-ridden person that hates themselves. That's what's so crazy, is this is going to recruit white people to actually be racist. It's all engineered. You got to really thank Obama and George Soros and the globalists for this. We've got one more of these clips. We actually got a bunch more of these clips. Let's go ahead and roll this one. This is from Milwaukee because some guy waving a gun at police got shot. Here it is.
Black power in this man.
I love how the police train with guns all day long. I think you're just going to wave a gun at them. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Here they are yelling black power, robbing people's vehicles. And again, ignorant, dumb people are racially based. It's tribalism. Whites do it, blacks do it. The thing is, the media has advertised it for blacks to do as a good thing. To create division. Now that car's on fire. And then create this breakdown of society. They use Muslims in Europe. They create minority manipulations here in the U.S. They've tried to organize Mexicans into all this. Mexicans, on average, don't do this. It's just a societal fact. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wow, we really showed everyone. We drugged some white people out of cars and burned them. This is how sick society has gotten as a whole. And the videos, uncensored, are on InfoWars.com. We're on a lot of broadcast TV and radio stations, cable systems. We cannot air profanity here, and I don't want to anyways. But you want to see it uncensored, it's at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. There's a lot of censorship going on. We're going to be covering it throughout the week, but this other clip, Black Lives Matter supporter, rich people don't give us enough money, so we burn down our neighborhoods. Do we have a chance to bleep this one yet? We haven't gotten to that. I know we have a skeleton crew, and when you got dozens of videos, I don't know how you could get to them. I watched that this morning, and I was like, what? This is a quote. Rich people don't give us enough money, so we burn down our neighborhoods. That's written like a joke. That's a quote. I saw that this morning. By the way, this guy is like a Black Lives Matter leader who's been on TV. Look what George Soros does. He gives a crazy dumbass like this guy a platform on TV, and then he goes out and he says, rich people don't give us enough money, so we burn down our neighborhood. It'd be bad enough to say rich people don't give us money, so we burn down their neighborhoods. It's like, you don't give me any money, so I shoot myself in the head. Man, I'm telling you, I don't mean to be involved in unintentional comedy, but this stuff's getting rich. As they burn down their own neighborhoods. And I just feel sorry for these people. It's just like trendies out there. All right, video. Black Lives Matter rioters target whites for beatdowns. They were, quote, hunting whites in the streets. They're beating up all the white people, is the quote. And I love how they do it in Milwaukee and other liberal areas because, I mean, just a news flash. I pull up to a checkpoint, it's the police with a car wreck or police doing something, my gun's under the deal. I pull up a checkpoint, you're burning cars, attacking people, I'm going to try to turn around and go over the medium. If I'm blocked, I'm going to get out and say, stand down right now. The minute you don't stand down, I'm defending my family. And I'm not looking for trouble, but I just see this type of stuff, and we all know why you don't do it in places like Texas. You saw what happened to ISIS when they tried their crap up in Garland. And sure, there'll be some cases where you can go shoot some people in the back, like Dallas, like cowards, and get away with it. But in the final equation, you're going to get your ass kicked. And I don't mean black people. I don't have a score to settle with black people. I want everybody to be free in an open, good society. But stuff is getting crazy. And it's so racially based, and it's all run by these wicked globalists that have pulled this different stuff in different countries, and it's so frustrating. We're going to go to break, come back, and introduce the final big piece where Donald Trump calls for you to support. DonaldJTrump.com, his campaign website, Trump Pence. You can go sign up right there to be poll watchers. They'll give you advisors how to do it legally and lawfully and give you the credentials to do it. This is a big deal. I'm going to be doing it myself coming up November 7th and 8th. Poll watchers and exit pollers. So that's all coming up straight ahead. We've got big specials that end today. 50% off of colloidal silver, 40% off on Anthroplex, 23% off of solar panel, control systems, solar panels, InfoWarsStore.com. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm very thankful that I was born in America and that I'm a Texan. I'm very thankful for this crew. I'm very thankful for my mama. And I'm very thankful for Donald Trump. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. You can navigate through and find where he wants you to volunteer to be an election poll watcher and exit poller. But we're going to tweet it out at Real Alex Jones and Facebook because it's a long URL coming up. Or you can find it at DonaldJTrump.com. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with a weekday transmission on stations all over this country. Please support those affiliates. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to this special report where Donald Trump asks you to stand up for the integrity of our elections. Why is the establishment so scared of Donald Trump? Because they know he's a maverick. They know he operates on his own. They know that he's gone up against the establishment and not let them basically squeeze him in business deals. They know that he understands we've got a lot of one-sided trade deals with China and other nations. And you've got this political class of insiders that don't want us to actually have a president that represents us. They're globalist. And Trump isn't, quote, getting his information from Alex Jones. Trump was there during the primaries when he was winning states by 78%, like California, and they were announcing that they were going to take all the delegates from him. Or in Colorado, they just suspended the election. In other states, like Louisiana, he would win, and they would give the delegates to Ted Cruz. Then the media spun it like he was being a sore loser, because despite the fact he was winning the popular vote, the Republican Party was saying no. Trump stood up to that. The RNC was forced to back down, and the voters' will and the law was followed, not the Republican rules. And so Trump, again, doesn't care if the mainstream media criticizes him and laughs at him and makes fun of him. He's coming out and saying, we have a lot of evidence of retail voter fraud and preparations for election fraud. And Trump has been talking about California and Illinois and others that have had bills that have even gotten to the governor's desk to let illegals who've been off the plane one day vote. But then they look at Trump and go, oh, we're not involved in any election fraud or retail fraud. We're not going out and getting illegals registered to vote, even though Project Veritas and others are able to do it all the time on video. Our investigative journalists have documented how easy it is, even in a state like Texas that has more controls. So the Democratic Party is over here trying to legalize illegals voting. And there's evidence of it all over the country going on in past elections, or dead people voting, or Democratic operatives voting multiple times. But they want to tell you that's not going on, even though it's admitted that Kennedy, back in 1960, stole Illinois. Now, I'm going to get into some of the history of election fraud and also voter fraud here in a moment and talk about how the Democrats and the media are ridiculous, claiming they don't know what it is when it's historic. And anybody with an IQ above 70 knows about it. But first, I want to give you the good news. Trump has heard our call. He's heard your call. He knows the history of fraud. He knows how they tried to steal the primaries from him. And they did steal it from Bernie Sanders, unfortunately. So Donald Trump is announcing on his official website an area for people to organize and get ready to be poll watchers and to also be exit pollers to document who's actually voting for who. Because here's the big secret. Donald Trump is doing his own internal polling with some of the top bipartisan pollers in the country. He wants real polls, not spin polls where Reuters samples 15% more Democrats to claim Hillary's 15 points ahead. I mean, this is ridiculous. There's all sorts of fraud. They're gaming Google. They're not listing him as a presidential candidate. They're trying to rig the debates. I mean, we've seen the incredible scams, and Trump's not going along with it. He is up front calling it out, calling for local law enforcement to watch for it, calling for poll watchers to watch, and calling for exit polls, which have historically been 3 to 5% margin of error, which is incredibly accurate. So he's announcing, hey, I've got my own internal polling showing I'm ahead in Ohio by 7 points, showing I'm ahead in Pennsylvania by about 10 points, showing I'm ahead in Florida in some internal polls by 15. And these are real random polls. Showing in some polls, Trump is 3 points ahead in California. Margin of error, dead heat. Instead, the Democrats are so arrogant, they're claiming with their fake polls, he's going to lose Georgia. He's going to lose Texas. He's going to lose Utah. Ladies and gentlemen, internal polls, not just by the Trump campaign, but by other major institutions, show Trump on average 7 points ahead in basically California strongholds for the Democrats. New York, that's why they are crapping their pants. If Trump was so far behind in all these so-called polls, when just 2 weeks ago he was 10 points ahead before they changed the methodology, why would they be panicking and saying he's dropping out and saying his wife's a prostitute and saying she's an illegal alien and all this crap they've made up? They're doing it because they're panicking, because it's hard to steal a landslide election. And they know Trump is aware of the fact that the AP and five other media outlets called California for Sanders a day before the election even had. And it's this shadowy voter pool organization that will nationally try to put out the fake numbers coming up on November 8th. This is an incredible time to be alive, because Donald Trump isn't one of these mummies like John McCain or Mitt Romney that's going to sit there and take a stolen election. In fact, it was in 2012 that Trump came out and said, there's no way, I've talked to my political experts, that Mitt Romney lost this. McCain was hated in 2008. Obama was the Messiah, was probably elected by even bigger numbers than we saw. A lot of evidence there was some cheating against him. 4 years later, Obama in 2012 was very unpopular. There were 8 million more voters in 2012 than there were in 2008. But Mitt Romney got less votes than John McCain did. And guess what Donald Trump called? He called BS. Bravo Sierra. Because that's what it is. They admit the stock market's rigged now. They admit that the interest rates are rigged. They admit the currency rates are rigged. They admit all this stuff's rigged by insiders now. And these globalists are stealing elections all over the world. In some areas, Goldman Sachs is putting its corporate executives in Italy and in places like Greece without even having an election and going, it's okay, we install leaders now. And then here comes Donald Trump saying, excuse me, we've been doing our own polling and we're way ahead in all these states. And so if there's hanky-panky, something went on here. But I don't just believe Donald Trump. I've gone and looked at the methodology, you should too, of all these polls you see. Sometimes you have to go 5-6 pages back clicking to find their so-called methodology. And you're going to see the frauds they're engaged in. They're calling old phone numbers of known Democratic voters. They're calling independents in the vote independents when they're really Democrats. They're sampling 10 to 15 points more of Democrats in the overall poll to skew it. This is so obvious. They think we're stupid. But here's the good news. We're not. Good liberals, real liberals like Julian Assange, who actually have the hacked emails, document that they stole the election from Sanders and are planning it for Trump, and more is about to come out. The truth is, the whole world sees the evil that's grown here in the U.S. And as bad as the Republican Party is, that's allied with the Democrats, the world sees that it's the Democratic Party that's really running the corrupt combine that's hijacked this nation. And the world, not just Americans, are standing up and speaking out. My final statement is this. Donald Trump has had the courage to tell the truth, the courage to not let them steal the Republican nomination from him and the American people. And now he sees evidence of fraud in these national polls compared to scientific polls that he and others are having conducted. And he's saying we need to watch this and that he needs us in battleground states. There's 10 of them, at least, arguably 12. To be involved and to organize with the Trump campaign to legally and lawfully, at a proper distance, conduct exit polls so that we can actually document what's happening. And don't forget, we've got the Democrats trying to legalize illegals voting and trying to pass laws where there's no ID. Most states don't make you have an ID so they can engage in this fraud. Trump is absolutely right that we should always be vigilant about our elections. We should always be vigilant about our government. Our founders told us over and over again that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And anyone that tells us not to be vigilant needs to be looked at very, very closely. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. If you're watching or listening to this transmission, you are the resistance. You are the patriots. You are the answer. No matter what race, color, creed, or religion you are, you bleed red blood, and you love freedom, and you love justice. And Donald Trump is our general. We are modern Paul Revere's, and it's time to get out there and be involved. I intend to be a poll watcher myself, and I intend to be out there doing exit polls. My patriotic duty. And until tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, I bid thee farewell and good tidings. From Alex Jones, the rest of the InfoWars.com crew, we love you.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.